Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we are talking about Robert Brown. He was an English separatist. He was born in 1550, and he died in 1633. But we've titled this episode Trouble Church Brown, because that's what he was known as by those who didn't agree with him and those that he tangled with throughout his life. So I'm sure you're intrigued. Let's jump right in. He studied at Cambridge University, and there he fully aligned himself with the Puritans. He came under a Puritan influence, and he sided with the Puritans against the Elizabethan forces in the Church of England at that time. Now, the Puritans at that moment were attempting to reform the church from within, and Robert Brown was part of that movement. But by the end of the 1570s, he began to realize, or he decided, that that was not the right path to take. And so he gave up on that attempt to reform from within, and he decided to separate. In 1581, he is credited as founding what would be the first Congregational Church. He was the first to officially secede, and we need to realize that he's about 30 years old at this time as he's doing this. Well, he was arrested, but he was very quickly released, and within a few months, he left for the Netherlands. There, in 1582, he married. He married Alice Allen, and together they had 9 children. She died in 1610. But he married her back in 1582. In 1583, he wrote his book by this title, A Treatise of Reformation Without Tarrying for Any, and of the Wickedness of Those Preachers Which Will Not Reform Till the Magistrate Command or Compel Them. In this book, which is really a small tract, actually, he puts forward the notion of the separation of church and state. He believes that the church is not ruled by the monarch or by a civil magistrate, but the church is ultimately ruled over by Christ himself, and that church membership is a matter of private conscience and not a public mandate or law enforced by the magistrate. The queen was over the civil life and over the magistrate, but the church is separate from that. And so this is a very important book in the history of ideas, a very important book in political philosophy and in the history of the church. In the first paragraph, Robert Troublechurch Brown says, "It is marveled and often talked of among many why we should be so reviled and so troubled of many and also leave our country." Well, he's talking there about himself and his fellow dissenters and how they had to leave their country. He continues, "Forsooth, say the enemies, there is some hidden thing in them, more than plainly appeareth, for they bear evil will to their Queen Elizabeth and to their country. Yea, they forsake the Church of God and condemn the same, and are condemned of all, and they also discredit and bring into contempt the preachers of the gospel." In other words, these dissenters are something wrong with them. They're against the Queen. They're against the Church of England. And to that, Robert Brown says, "We say that they are the men which trouble Israel," these preachers in the Anglican Church. "They seek evil to the prince and not we, and that they forsake and condemn the church and not we." Well, that was Robert Brown in 1583, but in 1585, he decided to go back into the Church of England. So after about 5 years and after his book, which caused many ripples in England, he went back into the Anglican Church. He wasn't a total conformist, however, and he often clashed with the church and its leadership. It is said that he was arrested 32 times over the course of his ministry for his views. He did end up in the East Midlands in a small little village, Thorpe A Church. He was there from 1591 until his death in 1630. His followers, the Brownists, you might have heard of them, they made their way on to the Mayflower and crossed the Atlantic. Well, that's Troublechurch Robert Brown, the English Separatist. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish here, I want to give you a quote from the great New England Puritan John Cotton. This is from a sermon he preached in 1633. His text was Galatians 2:20. He made this main point. The life of a Christian is not his own life, but the life of Jesus Christ.